Welcome into Give Me Five for January 24th, 2012. This is Patricia Babcock McGraw, and Give Me Five is a women's basketball audio segment for BTN.com. Throughout the season, I will spend 5 minutes, give or take, with some of the most interesting and dynamic players in the Big Ten Conference. It is my pleasure to welcome in today's guest, Wisconsin senior forward Anya Covington. Anya is Miss Reliable for Wisconsin. She hasn't missed a game in her entire collegiate career, playing in 121 straight games. Anya's most recent game was particularly impressive. She shined in Wisconsin's 20-point win over Northwestern by scoring a game-high 23 points while also pulling down 12 rebounds and dishing out 4 assists. Somehow, while maintaining her perfect record of participation on the court, Anya also participates in all kinds of activities off the court, including at least 5 student-athlete leadership groups. Anya is averaging nearly 10 points and 7 rebounds per game for the Badgers, who are trying to gain some traction in head coach Bobby Kelsey's first season in Madison. Anya, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, yeah. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. Okay, well, let's talk about that win over Northwestern on Sunday. The Badgers have been struggling this season. That was your second conference win and just your 6th overall. How did it feel to get an emphatic 20-point victory like that?
It felt great. I mean, it was a complete team effort, and it just felt good to get a win.
Absolutely. You just need one of those every now and then, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
It felt good.
Yes. So what have been some of the toughest parts of adjusting to a new head coach as a senior? Because 4 years into your career, you're kind of used to things being a certain way. What has the change been like for you?
Well, the change is getting that done on the court.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the practices change. You can do that. You know, working hard, that's what we do. But translating it over to the court has been a slower transition than what we wanted.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the biggest improvement we could have.
Yeah, just kind of getting everybody on the same page can be an adjustment sometimes, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Okay. Well, what is it about your team, your teammates, what is it about Coach Kelsey that has you optimistic for the rest of this season and for the long haul for Wisconsin?
I mean, my team, they love to fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a new movie that came out, Red Tails, and in it they say, we fight. And then the leader says, we fight, and then the group says, we fight. And I could truly say that this Wisconsin team, we fight. And Coach Bobby, she's like that. Every day she comes in here, she's ready to go. She's pushing us to different levels. She has a high standard for us. And so having that is great. So you just, if you lose, it's not about how you lose, it's about how you get better for the next one. And so that's what keeps us optimistic. It's the fact that we know that we're going to fight regardless, and that if you fight, you always have a chance.
You're talking about this fight, kind of like a grittiness, a determination.
Oh, yes.
Where does that come from? Do you think that that's just kind of the type of players that you have at Wisconsin? Is that something that Coach Kelsey brings to the table?
Yeah, it's both. We have players that are going to grind it out. Like, for example, I know Amari Brown, she doesn't play as much, but in practice, the girl gets knocked down every which way, but she gets back up and she fights. And to me, that's like the epitome of our team. We get up and we fight. Coach Bobby's the same way.
Yeah.
She wants to fight, she wants to win, and we display that when we play.
And, you know, you kind of have to have that, especially in the situation that you guys are in with a new coach. You guys are, like we mentioned, trying to all get on the same page. You've had some frustrations. If you don't have that fight and determination, it's going to be a very, very long season for you, isn't it?
Oh, indeed. Well, because we can fight together, we learn how to fight together, it makes us a stronger team, and that definitely propelled us to our win on Sunday night.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the Northwestern game. You had 12 big rebounds in that game on Sunday. You've always kind of been known as a fierce rebounder. Break down the art of rebounding for us. What is it that you do that makes you a good rebounder?
I just want the ball. I kind of zone in. Like, when the ball's in the air, I kind of don't see anyone around me. I just go for it.
Yeah.
So I just want the ball. I don't like being aggressive. And I feel like rebounding is all about heart.
Yes.
I'm giving a lot of examples, but I know my freshman, sophomore year, our senior and junior point guard, Raylan D'Elia, she was like 5'2", and she would end games with 8 rebounds.
I remember.
So to me, yeah, you know, it's not about your size, it's about the size of your heart. And
yep.
So if you want it, you go get it. That's how I...
Yep, absolutely. It definitely takes some effort, and it, more than anything, it takes that desire. You've got to want the basketball.
Indeed, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, now, what's been the secret to your durability? As I mentioned, you've played in 121 straight games, have not missed a game in your entire Wisconsin career. That is pretty incredible, especially at this level where people are always getting hurt. If you could bottle that durability and sell it, you would be a rich woman.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that was good. I mean, I don't know. It's just a blessing. I only could thank God for that because I rolled my ankles really bad and my knees are bad, so... All I can say is a blessing that I've been able to play in so many games.
So you've been lucky that you haven't had any major injuries, I'm assuming, right?
Oh, yes. Yes.
But, you know, like you mentioned, I mean, the knees still ache, the ankles still ache. You got to really love the game of basketball to want to be out there so much, right?
I love the game. Love the game. And it's always mind over matter, unless you just really can't go. But it's mind over matter. Yeah. If you really love the game, you'll get out there. You'll find a way.
Yeah, okay. Have there been times where you've been like, oh, I just don't know if I can make it, but you just somehow push through?
And yes, definitely.
Nice, okay. Good. Well, I'm sure that the coaches especially appreciate that at Wisconsin because it's always nice to have that reliable player that you can always count on.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So I'm reading in your bio that you're involved in all these groups and are a part of all kinds of committees. Let me just name a few. You're a member of the Student Athlete Advisory Committee, the National Society of Leadership and Success, and you're the Student Athlete Representative on the NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Committee, and there are more groups and organizations that you're tied to. First of all, what prompted you to want to be involved in so many outside groups when you're already a very busy student athlete?
Right. Well, honestly, it's just like, a part of me. That's how I was raised. Like my parents, they kept us involved. We were in every club. And then, you know, in high school it was by choice, and then in college it was by choice. I just feel like being busy, being in the community, working with my other fellow student athletes, like that's a part of me. Like basketball is not everything. It's mm-hmm. very important. I love the game, but it's not everything. And it doesn't justify me.
Yeah.
And so I love being in the other groups. Like, I know one you didn't name, one of my favorites is Athletes in Action, mm-hmm. and that's a Christian-based organization. And being elected for the NCAA Women's Issue Committee Board, that's just huge to me.
Yeah.
That was just something I was chosen for. I didn't sign up. I was chosen for that, and I am just blessed to be on that committee. But being in all these committees, it's just a part of what I do. I love it.
Yeah, it sounds like you're trying to make sure that you have a very well-rounded experience starting in high school. Like you said, I would imagine that you were probably on student council and other things that and then into college. Is that kind of part of your strategy, your mentality to just make yourself as well-rounded as possible?
Yes. I mean, balance is key. Mm-hmm. Balance is key. Like, I go, you know, you got to have balance in life. And I feel like being a part of different organizations, playing basketball, making good grades, you know, hanging out with your friends, having that time by yourself, like, balance is key. And that balances me. Because I know if I wasn't in other groups, basketball would be my life.
Yes, yeah.
Because I'm that kind of person. I'm determined. I'm going to get after it. And so having this balance, it's key.
Well, you know, and sometimes that's actually a good thing because people think if you pour your entire self into something like basketball, you're going to get better. And in some cases, maybe that's true, but in some cases it's not. You almost have that burnout factor and you get sick of it, or you just get too involved, too intense about it. And to have maybe some, not that I want to call these other activities distractions, but to have something else, then when you kind of get brought back into basketball, it's that much more fresh and exciting for you. Do you feel that way?
Oh, I completely agree. I completely agree. But like with all things, everything can be an extreme. Like you can get so involved with the committees that you're not putting in the proper time you need on the court.
Right.
And so, you know, it's all about balance.
Yeah. Time management, balance. Absolutely.
Right.
So, as we mentioned, you're the student athlete rep on the Division I Women's Basketball Issues Committee. Sounds like it a very important job.
Yes.
In your opinion, what are some of the most pressing issues in women's basketball right now?
Well, recruiting is always top three, and that's just across the board with any sport. But with the women's game, we're just trying to elevate the level of play. So, like, we're looking at the 10-second backcourt rule. I don't know, it's just elevating the game of women's basketball.
Okay, so do you feel that you really have a voice in that, that they really value what you say?
Yes, they really do. Like, I go to the May conference, the big May conference meetings, and the first time I went, which was the end of my sophomore year, I was just in awe.
Really?
Because of the women there, you know, Syl Berry, Susan Donahue, Coach Moffitt. I mean, like, it's just, so many prominent women there and males, and we make the decisions, and my voice is heard. Like, if I have something to say, they take notes.
Yeah.
I'm able to talk one-on-one with the other members of the board, and I'm a part of the decisions. My vote counts, and if I say something, they take it into consideration.
Wow, that's really nice. That's really good. That's good to know, actually.
It really is. It really is.
You mentioned that one of the other issues that you guys talk a lot about is recruiting, and in what way?
Just like how the coaches can communicate with the players.
Okay.
The time you can actually talk to high school recruits, and those limitations. So, I mean, there's a lot that goes into that because we just don't deal with women's basketball. We deal with other sports also.
Oh, okay.
We talk about the football and the men's basketball and other things like that because that's key.
Yeah.
For every high schooler. So,
when you were being recruited, was there something about the communication process that you were mentioning before that you didn't like, that you're hoping to see change? Maybe there was too much, and then maybe you didn't like being texted, or I don't know, whatever was going on that maybe you would like to see changed about that.
Well, I feel like the level of technology has advanced, so like you can when I was being recruited, texting wasn't that prominent,
okay.
But now it is.
Yeah,
so you have texting, emails, Facebook, you have all of these matters of reaching people, and it gets overwhelming as a high school recruit.
Yes.
Like, you're trying to focus on, you still got to get through school.
Right.
You're 15, 16, 17, you're still trying to handle your business in high school on the court and off the court. And then if you have letters coming in and you're being Facebooked and you have emails coming your way, and then, phone calls and text messages, I feel like that's a lot. So I'm definitely more on the student-athlete side with, limiting the amount of contact.
Yes.
But being at the committee, I'm able to see the coach's point of view.
Yes, yes.
And it's interesting because, if they really want a player and they can only talk to them two times in the summer or however that works, that's not, a lot of security.
Yes, yes.
So it's interesting. It's an interesting dynamic.
Yeah. Well, you talk about the balance. You got to find that. In recruiting, too. Okay, interesting. So, also read in your bio that you are known as the team mom at Wisconsin. Why is that? Describe why you had that reputation with your teammates.
Well, I love to cook, and I just love for us all to be together.
Oh, nice.
Well, I always am cooking and inviting everyone over, and if anybody is struggling or even if they're doing something good, I'm always there to encourage them and support them, and I just love that. I look at everyone as like the freshmen are my babies, and we're a tight knit group, so we just hang out all the time. And if there's anything that needs to be done, I try and take care of it,
and
just make sure everyone's taken care of. So I accept that.
That's good. Know. Every team needs a team mom. That's for sure.
Yes.
So tell me what's one of your best dishes that you like to cook when the girls come over?
Okay. Well, they all have their own thing that they really like the most. Like my roommate now, Tiara Steven, she loves this chicken and mushroom and Swiss dish that I make.
Nice.
So Swiss cheese, make a little cream of mushroom and then real mushrooms, and you put it on top of slowly cooked grilled chicken.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really good.
Can I come over? I sounds good.
Come on over anytime.
You're not just cooking ramen and mac and cheese here. I mean, these are real dishes.
Oh, it's real dishes. That's right. That's how we do it over here.
That's how you guys roll. All right.
That's right.
So, Aya, you have also applied for the Big Ten's Wayne Duke Postgraduate Award, which is an annual scholarship recognizing one male and one female Big Ten student athlete who is pursuing a postgraduate degree.
Yes.
What are you majoring in now, and why do you want to go to grad school?
Okay, well, I'm majoring in English. Mm-hmm. With emphasis in creative writing. Mm-hmm. I love to write.
I read you like to write poetry, too.
Oh, you heard a lot about me.
I did my homework on you.
I see. Yes, I love poetry. I love writing short stories, anything. I love a good story. Mm-hmm. I love telling a story.
Nice.
So.
And so you want to go to grad school to do what?
Okay, well, I want to, as of right now, I don't know if I should. Let me see. Okay, I'll just tell you. So right now I'm looking into going into the master's program here. It's called Education Leadership and Policy Analysis.
Yes.
So basically I can see myself coaching in the future or doing administration work.
Mm-hmm.
And that program there will lead me in that direction.
I see. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. And then you'll always have that, you know, graduate degree to fall back on as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Indeed.
Good deal. So you're interested in coaching in the future?
Very interested.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. So as is tradition here, I always like to ask my guests to tell me something interesting about themselves that doesn't necessarily have to do anything with basketball. We've talked a lot about that already, but maybe there's something else about you. Maybe you have something that you like to do away from the game. Maybe you have an interesting hobby. Maybe there's an interesting fact about you that not a lot of people know. Anything like that?
Well, you know a lot about me, so.
I know. We've already covered so much, but maybe there's that one little nugget that I missed.
See, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I love to write poetry. I love to read. I have 3 siblings. Did you know that one?
I think I did. Brothers, right? Brothers?
I have 2 brothers and a little sister.
Oh, okay, nice. Okay.
Yes. Okay, here's a fact. I'm the worst athlete in my house.
Yeah, wow. You've got some good athletes in that house then.
Yeah, they're good. My family's just athletic. They're awesome. They're good at a lot of things. And I love it.
Is Coach Kelsey already pursuing your little sister?
Is
Coach Kelsey already pursuing your little sister?
You know, I can't tell you all that, but all I can say is my little sister, she's going to be good.
Okay.
She's good already, but she's going to be really good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that does it for this edition of Gimme 5. Anya, thank you so much for your time. It was really fun getting to know you a little bit better.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Well, good luck with the rest of the season and good luck to the Wisconsin Badgers. Join us again next time for another great conversation with one of the Big Ten's best. This is Patricia Babcock-McGraw for BTN.com.